Blog Talk Radio.
The first scripture chorus I ever learned. Thou art worthy. For thou hast created, hast all things created. Pleasure now.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Worthy. Worthy. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
High life. This is not high life music. This is the highest life music. The Zoe life. Our own is highest life music. The highest life music. Eternal life is the highest life. Hallelujah. Van, are we ready? Are we ready?
He has taken
even before I pray.
Jehovah Nisi answer me. Tobechuku he has done for me.
He has taken away the fears.
Ah.
Given me peace of mind.
Tobechuku.
This song is for those
he
people
has done it for
that he came through for.
Tobechuku, he has done it for me.
Ah.
While I was worried and couldn't sleep, he was walking behind the scene.
Very soon you will sing this song. Your name be praised.
For the vision is yet for an appointed time. But at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come to pass. It will not tarry. Hallelujah.
Long as the heart remaineth, season comes, season goes, winter, summer, day and night, the blessings of the Lord is forever. Long as the earth remaineth, season comes, season goes, winter, summer, day.
Marada,
Yes, peace has come. Be multiplied. Season come, oh Lord, it's forever.
To gather, amen, and just seek the face of the Lord, and to just be fed on how to follow the Lord, amen. I thank God for your apostles. Thank God for this opportunity. Thank God for each and every one of you that is listening now and will listen later. Thank God for my bishop, my husband, releasing me, amen, from our Bible study tonight to be able to share tonight. So I give God praise. I thank God for the prayer, apostle. Thank God for the introduction. To God be the glory for the things he has done in my life. He gets all the glory. And as you read that bio, the most important thing is that I have a BA degree, and that is a born-again degree. So I thank God for this platform. Without further ado, I'm going to jump right into the word tonight. And the topic we're discussing tonight is follow me, and all this week is follow me. And as I meditated on the scripture, John 12:26, which reads as this, if any man serve, will render any kind of service to me, let him follow me. Let him move along behind someone who is the guide or leader, is what Christ says. And where I am, there shall also my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor. I looked over into the Amplified version, and it read this way. If anyone serves me, he must continue to follow me, to cleave steadfastly to me, conform wholly to my example in living, and if need be, in dying. Oh, my God. And wherever I am, there will my servant be also. If anyone serves me, the Father will honor him. Our service is unto the Lord. When we preach and when we sing, when we teach and when we help, when we pray, when we give, when we comfort, whatever we do, we must remember our service is unto the Lord Jesus Christ. And we honor him by doing what we do, and our focus must remain in remembering we are serving Christ as we serve people. To serve and to follow, it does require a dying of ourselves and a giving away of our own agendas. Verse 25 tells us that he that loveth his life shall lose it. And he that hateth his life in this world shall keep it unto life eternal. Christ, as he commissions servants of our duty to follow, he reminds us of the benefit to following is being where he is. And the reward is that the Father will honor. As I read that over and over and I meditated over and over, I literally saw, some of you may remember years ago for the Army, it was a man that pointed his finger and said, we want you. And as I read that scripture, it sounded so much like a commission. It sounded like a job advertisement. It sounded like a recruitment ad. And Christ is recruiting and giving the duties of this recruitment, and also reminding us that there is a reward in following. There is a reward in serving, and in that reward, God, the Father will honor us. Many of us as children may have played this game, and it's called Follow the Leader. And to play this game, there is one player, the leader, who begins moving around with actions that the rest of the players must mimic. As I thought of that title, Follow Me, as I thought of the words of Christ as he gave his commission, if any man serve me, let him follow me. I thought of that game, Follow the Leader. One player is the leader and begins to move around with actions that the rest
the players must mimic. Paul exhorts us in 1 Corinthians 11:1 to imitate or follow him as he follows Christ. And in Ephesians 5:1-2, he says, therefore, be imitators of God as beloved children and walk in love just as Christ also loved you and gave himself up for us as an offering and a sacrifice to God as a fragrant aroma. Back to this follow the leader game. The leader can do anything and go anywhere he or she chooses to go. He can do anything, flail his arms, roll in the mud, climb a tree, jump up and down, do anything he wants to do, and because he is the leader and the others must follow exactly what the leader is doing. Follow exactly where the leader is going. Stop when the leader stops. Go when the leader goes. Lay when the leader lays. Jump when the leader jumps. And those players who disobey or lag behind the leader's motions are out of the game. Let us not be found out of the game. The last person standing becomes the new leader. That's another message all in itself right there, because you can't lead if you can't follow. Jesus the Christ exemplified being a submitted servant and follower of his Father and a good shepherd, the great shepherd of the sheep. He set the example for us. He says, follow me. Not man, not the church organization, not your own ideas, not movements, but follow me. We must follow Christ. The instruction of serving God is in following Jesus. And as I thought about this, I thought it's not just a physical walking where he walks and saying what he says. Jesus was talking about more than just following him on the dusty roads of Jerusalem and Bethany and Nazareth and all those places, wherever he went, but allowing the mind of Christ to be in us. What kind of mind was that? You see, Christ humbled himself before his Father. He was obedient to the Father. Philippians 2:8 tells us this, being found fashioned as a man, he humbled himself unto death, even the death of the cross. Help us, Holy Ghost, to take up our cross and follow him. You see, he operated dependent upon the Father and not independent of him. Help us, Father, to relinquish our independence unto you. To follow Christ is to walk in independence of him, for he is our shepherd. He is our leader, and we must trust his plan. We must trust his path, and we must trust the direction that he's leading us, even when we don't understand, even when we don't agree, even when we can't even see but the next step in front of us. He loved the Father more than he loved his own self. And Matthew 26:24 records Jesus saying it this way, if anyone wants to come after me, let him deny himself, your own thought pattern, your own ways, your own desires, your own agendas, your own family tree, the way you were raised, the way you conceptualize things, deny yourself and take up his cross and be following me. For whoever wants to save his life will lose it. Whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. Christ's love and desire to please the Father, it outweighed his love for his seat on his throne in heaven. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, God. He willingly set aside his heavenly glory and put on humanity so that he could fulfill the desire of the Father to redeem man to the Father. He willingly submitted to the Father, becoming a servant for our sake. And so we must follow his example in being willing to give up all that we have, all that we are, to follow him and fulfill his desire in the earth. the scripture says once again, if any man serve me, let him follow me. And where I am, there shall also my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor. And as he loves the Father and loves us, Jesus says we must love him more than this world and the temporal things that are in it. Following God, it takes a dying of ourselves, as I said earlier. It requires our obedience unto him. It requires our willingness to yield and surrender unto him. It requires us trusting him even when it hurts. Abraham trusted him even against his own body. He believed and trusted the words and the plan of God. And we must remember that God is God and he is king. He is not a democratic God, and we are not in a democracy, but he is sovereign king, oh God. Us in this Western world, we don't understand that because we're used to a democracy, but in the kingdom of God, God is king. Jesus is king. He cannot be voted out. He cannot be impeached. He cannot be questioned. We cannot talk him out of his plans. It is so, and it cannot be reversed. Whatever he has said, it shall come to pass. And the direction and path to follow is not up for discussion. It's not up for a vote. And we follow him, not him follow us. And wherever he leads us, whether it's in valleys, whether it's in mountains, whether it's through the mud, whether it's highs and whether it's lows, whether it's thick paths, wherever it's through the fire, when it's through the water, wherever he leads, we must follow. We are living in a time that it is necessary and it is expedient for the servants of God to be steadfast and to be unmovable, to be intentional in our walk, ensuring that we walk as Christ walked. He walked in love. He walked in compassion. He walked in discipline and in peace and honor and forgiveness and submission. He walked in power and anointing. He walked in humility and grace and mercy. He walked in healing. And it is necessary for God to be seen. It is necessary for God to be heard. It is necessary for God to be experienced through us. And we must be willing and obedient servants so that men will say, what must I do to be saved? I don't want anybody to just say what church you go to, what organization are you associated with. I want there to be a conviction by the way I live and respond that will cause people to ask, what must I do to be saved? What must I do to follow the Christ that you follow? Christ said to be a servant, to render any kind of service, follow me. Follow me through the mountains. Follow me through the valleys. Follow me through the dry places. Follow me through the ups and the downs. Follow me through the unknown. Follow me through the known. Follow me through the crooked. Follow me through the straight. Just follow me. He says, imitate me. Love when you are talked about. That's imitating Christ. Love me when you've been betrayed. Love when you've been misunderstood. Love when you've been left alone. Extend grace even when it's undeserving. This is how we're following him, and this is how we're imitating him. He says, show mercy when the outcome should be another way. Extend your hands to help and heal even when you get bit. Speak kindly when kindness is not given. And as you are following me, it is accompanied with reward and promise. My God, Paul records it like this in Philippians 3 and 14. He says, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ. Christ says, when you follow me with your heart, when you follow me with your mind and your soul, when you serve me diligently and willingly, I am where you are, and my Father will honor you. Paul says, I'm striving for that. Following requires our obedience and our willingness and our trust in Christ, that he knows what he is doing. Sometimes if we be honest, when things are going the way they're going, we question if God really knows what he's doing. We question if God is really awake and on assignment. We question if God has been caught off guard as we've been caught off guard. We question if God really knows what's going on in our life. I've come to remind us this evening that Christ does know what he's doing. He does know where he is going, and he does know how to follow the path. He is in full control. It requires our faith and our love to follow him. It requires us denouncing self-centeredness and selfishness. It requires our giving ourselves, denying ourselves. And so as we leave this broadcast, may we be stirred even the more to follow Christ even closer than the day before, to serve him wholeheartedly, denying every intricate part of ourselves. May we be so close on Jesus' heel that it will be hard to even see us separate from him. May he be heard and not ourselves. May he be felt through us. May he be experienced through us. We're living in a time where people can't even see God because they're laughing at the church. They're laughing at what we're doing and what we're not doing. And may we hear the call to give ourselves totally and completely, to strive to see more of the Lord, to strive to follow him even closer, to strive to be even more in sync with him, to strive to be more like him, to kill, to mortify our own flesh, that only God may be seen, only God may be heard, only God may be experienced through us. Christ, he has commissioned us to continue the work of the Father, not on our own, but through him by the power of the Holy Ghost. We lean not on our own selves and not on our own education, not on our own family clout and prestige, on our own finances or our own intellect, but we lean on following him. We lean on knowing he knows where he's going. We lean on knowing that he shall lead us. And the song says, where he leads me, I will follow. I won't contemplate. I won't compromise. I won't try to talk him out of it, but I will follow. I'm reminded of the psalmist in Psalm 23 that says the shepherd leads in a path of righteousness. The sheep trust the shepherd and knows that the path that the shepherd is taking will lead them in green pastures. The sheep follow the shepherd because the sheep know that he'll lead them by still waters, that he will even anoint their head with oil, that he will protect them from the enemy. They trust that he knows what they need, and he knows that he will protect and keep him. They trust him as they go through the valleys, as they experience turbulent streams, as they're in the presence of their enemies, and at all times they trust that he will protect and guide and feed them, nurture and nourish them. And maybe we serve him. May we serve him just like the sheep. May we follow him with all that is within us. And may we follow his example of submission, his example of compassion, his example of dying to himself and fulfilling the purpose of the Father. May we follow his example with all that is within us. May we yield ourselves each and every day even the more. May we follow him that we may become leaders, leading people to him and not away from him. May we grab hold to this and be encouraged, and may we be steadfast and unmovable. May we be willing to be that light that the world needs so desperately to see the light of glory in us. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for the example of your son, Jesus Christ, to follow. We pray for a steadfastness to follow wherever he leads. We pray to be servants of righteousness and servants of holiness, servants of love, O God, and of your grace and of your mercy, serving you wholeheartedly, O God, in spirit and in truth. Lord, we thank you for your spirit revealing in this hour to your people what you are calling them to and to some what you are calling them out of. We pray to be added to the hall of faith in trusting and following you as Abraham and Sarah followed you, as Rahab followed you and Noah followed you, as Enoch followed you, as the disciples and the apostles followed you. May we, O God, follow you wholeheartedly, O God. May those of our generation, may we follow their example in following you and carrying our cross, denying ourselves and carrying our cross. And Father, we thank you, O God, for this platform. We thank you for I Am Prayer Ministries, O God, standing on the wall, O God, sounding the trumpet, sounding the alarm, O God, in this season, O God. We pray, O God, for all those that are connected to this ministry, O God, that, Lord God, we will follow you closely, O God, that we will be that example as we follow Christ. Use us for your glory, O God, that when we stand before you, we may hear you say, when I was hungry, you fed me. When I was thirsty, you gave me drink. Enter in thy good and faithful servant. Father, we rise to the occasion to be faithful and be obedient servants, leading people to you and not away from you, O God, sharing your love and denouncing hate, my God, rendering compassion and burying apathy. As we put down our self-centeredness, O God, may we embrace the consideration of others. Lord God, we rise to be obedient and not disobedient, O God, to be holy and acceptable unto you, O God, for it is our reasonable service, Lord God. Be thou glorified, O Father, as we follow your Son, Jesus Christ, as you reveal more to us, O God, may, O God, we, O God, hold fast to your word and to your purpose and your plan. May we stay in the fight, stay in the line, stay in order, Lord God, stay in sync with you, O God. As you move, may we stay behind you, not ahead of you, O God, but behind you, following, O God. May we move and grow from glory to glory, O God. And Father, be thou glorified in our earthen vessels, O God, that men may see your Son in us, O God, that men may experience the love of your Son in us, O God, and ask, what must we do to be saved? What must we do to follow this God that you follow, O God? Hear our prayer, O God. We relinquish ourselves to you, our plans and our cares and our agendas, O God. We lay down our agendas, O God, and we seek you first. We seek your kingdom, O God. We seek your way, O God. We follow you wholeheartedly, O God, believing, O God, that you will get all the glory and honor and praise out of our lives, O God. We, O God, save, O God, this day and each and every day that we serve you, O God, in spirit and in truth. We follow you, O God, and you alone, O God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, O God, for rewarding us, O God, for honoring us, O God, as we seek and follow you. In the mighty and matchless name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we thank you, O God. We rest and we stay and we say amen, amen, and amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Wow.